And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Hi, Adam. Usual?
Yes, please, Jordan. Hi, Ryan. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, well, it's the only way I get to see my girlfriend these days.
Give it a rest, Ryan. My course isn't going to last forever. There you go, Adam.
Oh, thanks. Actually, I wanted a word with you both.
Sure. What's up?
I don't know if you're aware, but Heather and I are starting up a community radio station, Radio Huntsford.
Yeah, Ryan told me.
Mario mentioned it at band practice, about our live music slot.
Of course. Anyway, Jordan, we were wondering whether you could present the Saturday lunchtime slot.
I'm flattered, but I'm very busy. Like, too busy, according to my boyfriend.
Don't refuse because of me. Another half day won't make any difference.
Great. In that case, Adam, I accept.
Excellent. Ryan, Heather would love you to present the daily drive time slot.
Me? I couldn't present a daily radio show. I haven't got the talent.
Yes, you have. We both think you'd be perfect. Please, just give it a try run.
Okay, I'll do a trial and see how I get on. But you're going to regret it.
I don't think so. Right, I must be off. Thank you so much, both of you.
Fancy that. Looks like I'm not going to be the only busy person.
You not, because I got offered a daily slot and you just got a weekly show.
Of course not. I haven't got time to waste on a local community station. I'm just doing them a favour by taking the Saturday lunchtime slot.
Sure you are, Jordan.
Hello, Doreen. What a lovely surprise. Do come in.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not stopping. I just wanted to give you an update on the investigation, you know, into the trolls who have been targeting me and Trevor.
Oh, right. What's the latest?
Sarah said that the cybercrime team has referred the case to the Crown Prosecution Service.
Oh, that's good. It means they must have some credible evidence.
She said there were no guarantees.
Well, she's right, but it's a step in the right direction.
That's what I thought.
Can I ask you a favour?
Of course.
I can't ask you to comment on an ongoing investigation, but once it's over, could you share your experience with my Gender Equality Select Committee?
Oh, I don't know. Why would they want to talk to me?
Well, your first-hand account of the abuse you've suffered would be incredibly useful to them. It would help them understand what victims like you go through.
I see. When you put it like that...
Well, you'd be helping to prevent it happening to other people.
OK, then. I'd be happy to help.
Good evening, Bob.
Oh, is it Judy?
Someone's grumpy and very dirty.
Yeah, well, Kylie Smith's old banger sprayed oil all over me. I need to wash it off.
Good timing. Now, it just so happens that you're in luck. One of the state-of-the-art power shower, complete with multiple massage jets, you installed earlier today.
Oh, you're all right, Judy. I'll just have a soak in the bath.
Well, you can't.
But why not?
Because the bathtub's been taken out to make room for the shower.
What? Well, you never told me you were ripping the bath out.
I did offer to show you the plans, but you told me to just go ahead and do what I liked, as long as I stayed under budget.
Yeah, but I didn't realise you were going to take the bath out of bathroom.
But showers are much more modern, hygienic and environmentally friendly.
Then why can't we have a bath and a shower? The room isn't that small.
But then we wouldn't have had space for a bidet.
A what?
Well, they're very popular in France.
Oh, give me strength.
And they're ever so convenient. They're for washing, well, you know, down there when you haven't got time for a shower.
I don't care what they're for. I want my bath back. You've gone too far this time, Judy. I've had enough of you meddling around with my bathroom and you...
Well, you won't be saying that once you've tried the new shower. It's very sensual experience, especially if I join you and help wash off all that nasty oil.
Oh, doesn't sound like I've got much choice.
I promise, Bob, you will feel like a new man afterwards. Now, come on, the water is nice and hot.
Hey,
Thanks, Ryan. I'm shattered.
I'm not surprised, Jordan. So London's worn you out?
It has been a very busy week.
So you're glad it's over?
Actually, no. I'll miss Westminster.
Oh, what was it like?
At first, it was a bit unreal because I've only ever seen the House of Commons on the telly, and suddenly I'm there and part of it.
Oh, did you see anyone famous?
I walked past Laura Kunzberg when she was interviewing Boris Johnson.
OMG. And what was it like being with Charlotte all day? Was she really bossy?
Hardly saw her. We'd have a briefing in the morning, but then she just left me to it. Except a couple of meetings where I had to go with her.
Were you okay? Did you have any help?
No, because I was her only assistant.
Oh, that's tough. Talk about being thrown in at the deep end.
It was fine. The work was interesting, and I felt like I was part of something that really matters.
I'm dead proud of you.
Thanks. That's so sweet. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jordan.
So what's the latest from Wavelengths?
Oh, same old, same old. Laura and I split your clients. Dad's excited about Radio Huntsford, and Mum's been going on about how great you've been this week.
Really?
Yeah. And her colleagues commented on how efficient and helpful you were.
Wish someone would say that about me.
Oh, cheer up, mate. The band's taking off and you're going to be best man.
And you got your new radio show.
You're right. Things aren't so bad.
Oh, just listen to that.
What? I can't hear anything.
Exactly. No screaming baby, no whinging child, just blissful silence.
Dar, it won't last.
I know. So come and sit down. Let's enjoy it while it does.
OK. Budge up. So how was work today?
Raymond was really excited. Radio Huntsford is apparently featuring local writers, so they're going to broadcast some of his poetry.
Blimey, I never had Raymond down as a poet.
Don't suppose he has you down as a story writer?
Oh, that was ages ago.
Those stories you wrote when we first got together were really good. You should send them in.
Nah, they were rubbish.
Do you remember that night when you showed me them? We thought we could rent somewhere cheap and I could get a bar job so you could write a book.
Oh, that was the beer talking. It was never going to happen.
Then the following week I found out I was pregnant with Millie.
So I threw him in a box and haven't written a word since.
No, you work really hard to give me and the kids everything we need, but you shouldn't have to give up on your dreams. Those stories were good.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, blimey. My turn. Do you want to get to bed?
No. Fetch me the bottle and I'll feed Sam, while you go and find those stories and send them to the radio. Deal?
All right. But when they email me back to say they're rubbish, promise me you'll drop it. You know you've got Mario well worried about his stag night.
Oh, he mentioned it when we were shopping for suits, but I reassured him.
He doesn't believe you. I saw him looking online at worst stag experiences.
Oh, he's got nothing to worry about.
Nothing? That's a bit lame.
Think about it. If Mario gets caught with his pants down, it could make the papers.
Yeah, I suppose. MP's son-in-law in drunken orgy would be a real downer on the wedding.
Exactly. That's why I booked paintballing. We're going to a club afterwards.
Great. So we can get to shoot each other. Then Mario has one last chance to flirt with the beautiful girls he will never date because he's getting itched.
Sam's gorgeous.
Yeah, but one woman for the rest of his life wouldn't suit me.
Yeah, well, you're still desperate for any woman.
You've got no idea what I get to after our gigs.
Put the kid away, load the van.
Once we start doing more gigs outside Huntsford, I'll be fighting them off.
Oh, you wish.
Just watch and learn, mate. Watch and learn. Anyhow, I know how we can spice things up on the day.
No embarrassing speeches.
No, just a wedding llama.
A llama? What the...
A wedding llama. It's a thing. Look.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely ordering one of those.
Season 5, Episode 19 was written by Felicity Radcliffe and 20, Helen Cooley. Adam was played by Steve Kay, Jordan Anna Cooley, Ryan Stuart Nunn, Doreen Carolyn Tyser, Charlotte, Tina Yates, Bob, Roger Ems, Judy, Sonia Anderson, Sam, Chloe Fagan-Webb, Laura, Carol Hooper, and Dan and Tommy, Pete Warman. Post-production engineer, Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds, HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.